Action Park Media.
All right, welcome to Victory the Podcast. I'm Doug Ellen.
I'm Kevin Dillon.
And I'm Kevin Connolly. We've got a lot of things to discuss. We're going to cover Welcome to the Jungle Season 4.
I'm sorry, guys.
Next episode. But there's too many things to talk about right now. As you can see.
Sorry, guys. I'm eating my Cheetos. Leave me alone.
Okay, so we all remember Cheeto Gate, Dillon and the Cheetos. How did this come about?
Did anybody give him a napkin?
See, I got the rug, dude. Don't worry about it.
We're in the same place.
I got the rug.
Hold on, Dave. Will you get him some napkins? You brought him Tom, 50 bags of Cheetos.
Tom's an animal. He's
Tom
an animal.
Kelly is my boy from New York, who's a branding guy, and he's just a good man connected with a lot of brands. And
did he reach out?
Is that how this happened?
I think he sent the clip to Cheetos, so they sent you some Cheetos.
I mean, yeah.
You want a partnership?
The least they could do. Well, I mean, yeah. Okay, so they sent 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They sent 8 bags of Cheetos.
You got to talk now nice
getting,
to them.
Now they're getting like a major thanks, Dave.
I got the rug, dude.
For all we know, they don't even know what the show
is. Here is the note. Hey, Doug and Kevin, what's up with hashtag CheetoGate and the shade thrown at Kevin for his Cheeto-covered fingers? Where I'm from, Cheeto, that iconic orange dust, is worn with pride.
I wear pride.
Need to keep your hands and rugs looking fresh, the Chester way. Kevin, keep being an animal. Wear your Cheeto like a badge of honor and don't be ashamed to leave your cheesy mark everywhere you go. Keep it spicy. Chester Cheetah.
By the way,
that
is a phenomenal note. You got to frame that without getting any dust on it.
Well, we should put his fingerprint.
You know what? In 100 years, that could have some real value.
Look at how happy he is. He's eating.
I really
Cheetos.
Am. I'm starved. You know, right. I got to.
So, Dillon.
I was barely late today. I should get something for that.
You and Foxman. We did ramble on today. Foxman was on time, too. Something weird is in the
air.
Something
weird's going on. Kevin. And you blew the window for me to give my pitch to Foxman.
What do you mean? You did not tell me that
I
was
said
happening
after
today.
After the show, after we do Ramble
right,
On.
So
we'll
just
go
so
back.
Everyone understands, in case they didn't listen to Ramble On, Kevin is finally ready to take on some investors in Action Park Media.
Right.
Ted Foxman, who produced and financed Ramble On,
right.
He wanted to talk to him. But he told me, he called me up this morning at like 8, said I want you to prep
tee him.
Tee him up. Okay. So I start teeing him up and Foxman's looking at me like I'm an idiot. I'm like, what's the matter? Because I spoke to Kevin about this for an hour on Saturday. You did not mention that.
I just wanted you to put a little finesse on it.
You had a meeting with him already, but I think I softened him up. You don't like that term, but that's a real term that people use. Soften him up like
a
veal.
What do you think my odds are there?
I think, this is my personal opinion, you need to be ready, like a Shark Tank ready to say, you know, this is what it is. This is where our finances are. And this is, you know,
right.
Where you get in and get out.
You have to have a number
in your head,
right?
Oh, I know. I have the number. I have all that. But more importantly, I've done all the legwork in terms of, hey, what is this? Any questions that he has, I have a document.
Well, I've sent you the videos, the Shark Tank videos, like simply knowing your valuation is this and what's it based on? How much money you bringing in, how much profits are there, what kind of salary are you taking?
Right.
They don't like entrepreneurs taking any salary.
Well, I haven't taken a salary in about 500 years. So.
Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so you're on the right trip. You're on the right
I guess that's one way.
Not on the right path to get me my money back.
Proof
of
that.
I haven't seen a check since the war, I got to tell you. I'm not talking about Afghanistan. I'm talking about Iraq.
It was a slow first quarter, but you know, I think we could talk about this now. So Action Park Media has officially made the jump to Podcast One and the Podcast One sales team. So we expect to see a giant spike in sales.
So how is that going?
Is that Rob? That's your brother Rob, right? Is he involved in Podcast One?
He owns Podcast One. I have nothing to do with this conversation, though.
Right. Strangely, Doug really is not even involved in it. Just happens to be his brother.
I mean, do you understand how, and this will all be in the Ramble On show, how intricately woven everything is? I took the Ramble On podcast to Podcast One because Kevin had too many podcasts here. Then I brought it back over here. Now I'm at both again. It's just
right,
the whole
you're
thing.
You're here. You're here.
I am here.
You're here. Ramble On is.
I'm not there.
Action Park Media, but they're going to. They're our ad sales team.
Okay.
So they're going to sell our ads. We'll talk about. Oh, Dillon, how do you feel about a live show in Australia in March or April? I mean, it's tough to commit that far
in
advance.
It's hard to say.
It's hard to say, right? So, like, tentatively, we're interested.
I mean, I would love to.
What if I was to offer you $300,000 guaranteed?
Yes.
Is that something you might be interested in?
I might be interested in that.
No, but it, you know, again, and that's what I told the guys. Like, listen, obviously, for us to blindly commit to that would be would be crazy. But the idea is, yeah, we want to do it.
I could with that kind of number. I probably can.
That's not the number, but the numbers are good. That's not the number, but the numbers are.
That would be something I would be interested in. That's for damn sure.
Right. You could block that out.
Well,
for
here's
sure.
what I'm yeah. recommending. This is what I think needs to happen for the Action Park Media Victory Podcast team to get rolling. I think we need to set, which Podcast One could do it or whoever else, set like 10 to 15 dates, even if they're West Coast, San Diego,
well, they should be West Coast.
Phoenix, San Francisco, whatever it is, Seattle. Let's go do a bunch of shows where we can make a little money, but we can also spread the word around and also get ready because I want Australia. Australia, our biggest fans are in Australia. I'm not joking. The yeah. show, the movie was number one for two weekends in a row. They are the best.
Over Jurassic Park, by the way.
Was it Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Wow. No. I mean, they get us there, really. There's no political correct bullshit. And I just love it. And I've been trying to get to Australia for almost 20 years.
Have you not
now.
Been?
Never. Oh, I was going for the Australian Open to go see Sam Querrey play, and the pandemic happened. I was going junior year abroad, and I had a girlfriend who convinced me out of it. My brother worked in Sydney for 2 years. I need to go
Listen,
to Australia.
Let's face it. Australia is really far.
Yeah, and it's a tough jet lag, but it's worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but we
man.
Go for
Such
2 weeks.
Great place.
Bring
yeah,
the girls.
2 weeks. You got
to
go for 2 weeks.
Yo, I've said if I had to leave... what is it when you can't cut when you can't be somewhere? If I was
quarantine?
Excommunicated from
the United States,
the United States,
you've probably been excommunicated from the church. I'm sure you have.
I would live in Sinner. Sydney. I would live in Sydney. Australia.
Have you been to Sydney?
I've been there a bunch of times.
It's
and
great,
it's incredible.
I want to go
incredible.
So badly.
You know, because they use the expression like "oh, down under," like as if it's like oh, they're with it. The food is good. The clubs are good. The restaurant, everything about it is just happening.
Did
There's
you
nothing
Dylan?
Down under about Sydney?
Connolly might be too young. Did you watch the Paul Hogan show before Crocodile Dundee? The Paul Hogan show, the
no.
two comedy shows I used to watch, Paul Hogan and Benny Hill. Benny Hill was obviously
That's
British.
How we got Crocodile Dundee. See, I never even knew that.
I was obsessed yeah. with the Paul Hogan show long before Crocodile Dundee, and I wanted to go to Australia, and I love the accents. I love everything about it. So
it's cool, and the people are really cool.
I hope we figured mm-hmm. that out.
All right, next point of business that we got to talk about, because this is something that we have to do before we leave the building today.
Oh,
we have
my to God. Do this for the-
So we're not going to say the name of the company. We want to wait till, you know, we're a little bit further down the road. But long story short, with them, you know, we've been approached by a very reputable company that wants to essentially clone our voices through artificial intelligence. And we would...
Artificial insemination.
We would effectively be the first podcast ever to drop in multiple languages on the same day.
Do we have a choice of languages?
Let's do it. I want to be the first of something.
Right.
I don't care what it is.
You're going to be the first one to eat 9 bags of Cheetos in one sitting.
Let's see what
Big
I can do. I could do it. I could do
How
it.
How much There's do you think you're going to eat of that?
Puffs.
Kig size bags. How many, like, will you eat a full bag?
No, I will. Yeah. Well,
well, either way, we need to save
throughout
these.
Throughout the day, I might bang out one bag.
No, but
I
mean, we need to save these few for, we need these here for you when you come.
Yeah.
Those will get probably get a second shipment is my guess.
I mean, they should. I mean, they got a half hour ad read on it. I mean, they might as well. But no, we can't. We have to, honestly, guys, this could be potentially a complete and utter game changer.
It could make us huge in Malaysia.
It would be, and there apparently, and I have not heard it, but inflections, slang.
Will they do a test?
It will be Kevin Dillon speaking perfect Spanish.
Do we have any say over anything? Could we say, oh, well, that's not the way I sound or?
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be, what do you mean? You're like, I don't like my
Yeah,
voice.
I don't like the way you're inflecting my.
It's like that take.
I think it would be inflecting just the way you did it. It's my understanding.
Do you know what Connolly claimed this morning? Okay, this is, he said, I could write the podcast. They have our voices. So I could script it, and none of us would even need to be here.
Theoretically.
Oh, this is great.
Theoretically, Kev.
A little golfing.
Theoretically, I could play both you and I in the podcast.
That's impossible to play me.
Wait, what do you mean play?
Meaning that, like, let's say you and I, Doug Allen, Kevin Connolly, are sitting here. Dylan can't be here. I can do Dylan's, like, hey, Dylan, what'd you do last night? Oh, not much. I was at the house. Played a little golf, went to sleep, and it would be Kevin Dillon's voice.
You get to crunch
up
some Cheetos at the same time? Because you got to hear that in the back.
Exactly. Nobody.
No, but I'm saying you don't even need a human there. Once they clone our voice, if I scripted everything, they should, audio-wise, be able to just make it make us say whatever they want.
Correct. Now, this,
by the way, we are not going to do that. Just so the audience knows,
right? Of course. Well, I mean, but it'd be fun to see if
it worked. It would
be fun to see if anybody would even
that would be cool.
Catch on.
Yeah. Let's
by the way, do you, out there and see. Do you know how hard it would be for me to write an hour
You're
podcast?
Doug Allen.
No, but you wouldn't have to write it. I mean, I think, like, honestly, like, you and I could do it without Dylan, and like,
wow,
and us could jump in.
Cut me deep, bro.
Give him a couple lines.
Yeah, just give him.
He sounds fake anyway. We just have him come in.
Bro, I'm gonna start throwing chairs around.
Look at this. Just covered, have a, he's covered.
No,
we have
a, well, this is the kind of Dylan, abuse I get. My Dylan, birthday pass.
Hold up.
Neither
of
you guys said happy birthday.
That's
to
not
me.
True.
The only one who cares.
Oh shit! Happy birthday, Kev.
Cheetos is the only one who cares.
But stock tip, will you please save a file? Because his "fuck you, bro" now was awesome. Like Howard Stern has some buttons of people they could just say it. That was great. Like we could just have him say hey, "fuck you, bro," whatever we want. It's phenomenal.
Now there's the idea. Look at him. He's don't. He's,
I was
look,
looking
you,
for your
you
rug.
Really, we're gonna do it again. I mean, it's so
do you see how much orange is on him?
He had to stop himself from wiping it on the floor.
Apparently, really this strange. Is what people do in certain.
I got a
cultures.
Napkin in front of me. I'm still going for the rug.
Right, you're still going for the sock. You're going for the
so
sock.
So can I tell you though?
Are you afraid of the deep fake?
Not for me, because nobody gives a shit about me. For you guys, I am.
Are you afraid of the deep fake, Kev?
No, not really.
I mean, can you imagine Dylan coming out and like speaking out on matters? Like all of a sudden he's running for political office.
Right.
Dylan.
I mean, you could theoretically do like a Dylan, you know, news hour.
I'm not afraid. I'm afraid of it for the world.
Right.
But I mean, it's if they want to do us, they can do it anyway. They can.
Right. If they really want to set you up, anyway. They can deep fake you anyway. Yeah. That's the point.
So we might as well.
And I and listen, there's definitely bets in the office. Kevin Kerigian, who's our you know, our ace engineer out of Spotify, is just like, no way. He says no way.
And no,
like,
way what?
That you could pull off, Kev. Essentially, we record this podcast, right?
Yeah.
We turn in the final cut of this podcast. They ingest it into their algorithm. And an hour later, it's spot on exactly what we did, but in Spanish.
Wow.
Right.
1 hour.
Something like that.
That's amazing.
Something crazy. Now, what does it? I don't know. I haven't heard the transformation. I've heard English to English. Kev, I could do, let's say you were out of town and Cheetos was like, listen, we just really want, for obvious reasons, Dylan to do the ad read for Cheeto. I could read it and turn it into your voice.
Wow.
Very I don't know. Cool. I'm not sure why you think you need to read it. They could just take his clone voice and make it say
probably.
Whatever they want.
No, but I think the thought, yeah, of course they could. But I think the easiest way to do it, like, for example, the client could read it and it would be Kevin Dillon.
And just change the voice. Yeah.
And
is that what
the
they said to you? Because I thought they don't need anyone to read anything. Like they can do it long after we're dead. They can just do it.
Yeah, but they can make you say whatever you want. But the point is that people can play, you know, you can play Dylan. I could do a separate podcast right here with your voice.
Wow.
You wouldn't even have to come in and be like, I'm Kevin Dillon. Thanks for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, fuck you, bro.
That sounds just like me.
Just got off the course with my buddy Billy Marty here.
Well, I love the whole idea.
Can we move forward with it?
Yeah, well, obviously, I want to see this paperwork.
Well,
we
got to see.
Conley, you know what he says to me today? He says, just come over. You sign the contract. I'm like, well, I'll let my lawyer look at it. He goes, you just signed it. I'm not going to send it till your lawyer looks at it. I'm like, why are we playing this sketch? Well, the lawyer will look at it.
Which one are we talking about now? The voice?
We're talking about the voice thing. And what I want to do is, obviously, we're not going to send it out, but, you know, this will move pretty quick. And I don't want to have to be, like, chasing people around for signatures.
I have the best lawyer in the world now. It's not like the old days. My lawyer will respond quickly.
It's one page. It's pretty cut and dry. I mean, I'm ready to sign it, but I'd like to get that done today if possible.
Okay. This is this high-pressured thing. Yeah. Do you ever see that? Yeah. By the way, that's...
Or have the lawyer look.
By the way, that's coercion. If we actually did sign it in this manner, it would not be valid anyway. Mm. So I know that from some lawsuits that I've been dealing with.
By the way, we'll play it.
All right. I got other things to talk about.
If we want to be the first, we probably should sign this thing right away.
Right. Okay.
Relax. We'll sign it, okay? Jesus Christ.
I'm signing it right now.
Dylan just agreed to whatever. Dylan's going to be in porn movies before he knows it.
Like a verbal.
You're going to be the second, by the way. Now, just for that.
Can I need third, you guys. Probably. I know you guys
aren't
will
you
never,
excited about that, though?
I have a baby coming. The only thing that excites me anymore is if someone finds a way for me to never die and someone makes me money. Those are the only things that excite me at this particular moment, and that's for real. But I want to talk about this.
You want to be on the cutting edge.
This does excite me, though, and I want to talk about it. I went to this charity foundation, and I'm asking you guys live on the air. I paid a lot of money to bid on going to something that I think would be really cool with Lucas, and I think you guys would like it. I'm going. going to, do you know what Buds is? This is where the SEALs training. Where the SEALs train.
San Diego.
Wow. And you can't get in this unless you're invited with them. And then we go to the bar with the SEALs after a day of training, which you can't go unless you're a SEAL. Anyway, what this foundation is that I bid on this thing for, it's for our country does not look out for these veterans. It's really fucking horrible and strange. Sad. So the SEALs, which are obviously the most elite force in I think, right?
SEAL Team 6 is pretty tough.
So yeah. I think 15 of these guys were at the charity event, which I'm going to take you to this other place called Hot Rods and Handguns. Both of you guys, the best shooting range I've ever been to in my life in Huntington Beach. Beautiful, incredible, with a cigar bar and a bar, a restaurant. It's great. So then the charity event, though, helps these SEALs transitions back into life because nobody gives a fuck. They come back from war. They've got traumatic brain injuries. They've got all of these issues and nobody helps them. So this charity helps raise money for that. But anyway, I got it. So I thought it'd be fun if you guys...
A little content trip?
A content trip and something good for
That'd
the universe,
be cool.
you know?
Yeah.
So, all right, well, I didn't hear a full commitment. By the way, Conley would have me sign before he committed to this.
By the way, Dylan was faster committed to artificial intelligence.
Yeah. I'm ready to do that.
Well, because he knows he doesn't have to do anything. Well, I'm going to say two things. Dylan, I want to discuss this with you. But I'm moving to the desert golf course, which you guys are welcome at. And there's a little guest casita that's like a beautiful one-bedroom hotel room where you don't have to hear my baby crying or me crying, which will happen plenty. But golf course, everything, so you guys can come out. But here's what I'm saying. I ain't signing shit until you guys commit to the Buds, to this charity thing that we go to. And you're not staying at that house until you commit to that, too.
When is it?
We can make a date that works,
I'm in.
Yeah, we'll figure out the contract too. We'll figure it all out.
So if you don't want to hear your voice in French,
I would love to hear it. I just don't sign anything anymore without signing. I ended up someone suing me who's a friend of mine for 20 fucking years because I decided to not work with a lawyer. Never again.
All right.
Like
fair
the Holocaust.
Enough. Fair enough.
Never.
Right. We got a scandal here at Action Park that I want to talk to you guys about.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Stock tip.
Stock tip, Dave, in hot water again.
Oh no, Dave.
Okay,
what have you done?
So you know I have the bullet. I didn't put it in there, but there's the bulletproof door to my office, right?
Yeah.
And in a year that we've been here, if the bulletproof door is closed 6 times, that would be a lot.
Dave opened it.
But if I need privacy or I don't want everybody listening to the calls or whatever, I'll close the bulletproof door. So I'm in my office, bulletproof door closed. A few hours go by, and Dave, we got him on video, does the unthinkable. First of all, he's eavesdropping, right? He's got his ear like up against the door, and he's sitting there for a good, you know, solid minute. And then he opens the bulletproof door and crosses into the office.
Whoa.
I mean, it's
a good way to get shot.
Well, not only that, but it's like, you know, it's just like the one rule.
What did he want?
To see if I wanted the coffee, which I don't buy.
I
don't buy that. Yeah. I don't know.
And you can knock on this thing, right? You hear a knock.
I did knock. It's on the video of me knocking.
But he breached the bulletproof door. And I don't know. It's just an invasion of privacy.
I mean, what if he was jerking it, Dave? I mean, that's...
Did you think you were jerking
it, Kev?
No.
No, it was just like, he was in there all day. And I literally was just like, I wonder what he's up to.
You thought he was dead.
I wonder
what he's up to.
And I hadn't talked to him all day. He was in there.
You
the
missed him.
Day. It was like 4 o'clock. And I was like, I wanted to see what he was up to. And I was like, I'm going to knock on the door and see if he wants a coffee or
something.
You know
what, Dave? You're like your dog. You're like Theo. That's something Theo would do. I mean, you can't open the
door. Don't worry about me. Don't ever open that door.
So but you opened the door and you saw that he was fully dressed. He was healthy.
Well,
why go in?
So like I knocked on the door and I had trouble opening it because the thing weighs so much. And
it's a bulletproof door, Dave.
I could barely get it open, and then all of a sudden my dog runs in there and I'm like, oh no,
that's not true. We're gonna play the video. That's not.
There's
that's
a video of it.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Dave knows there's security, dude. It's like Scarface. I can see Dave. Like I'm looking on the video, I can see him outside the wall. He's like, yeah, there's a video of it. You know,
I apologize. I'm sorry. I was just worried.
He was worried about you, bro.
You were.
All right, so I just want to be crystal clear. You opened that door because you were concerned for his health.
Did not see him or talk
to
him the entire day.
I'm asking you a simple question.
Yeah, I was worried about him.
Wow. And did you text?
I tried to text him lunch.
He did not respond.
No response. Oh,
okay.
He's okay.
He was worried about you, Kev.
He was not worried.
You can't be mad about him for being worried. He's a good guy.
I'm worried about you. We're all worried about you, Kev.
Let me tell you what happened. So the office door was open and Loon was out there and someone from the other offices and he heard me talking to people. And he
wanted to know what was
wanted to know. You didn't hear me talking to the neighbors?
I swear to you. I just not.
Didn't hear me tell you? You,
no,
you know, Connolly imitates Goodfellas at least once a week.
No,
didn't hear me tell you not to buy anything? Didn't I tell you not to buy anything?
You just coincidentally opened the bulletproof door when you heard me talking to the neighbors.
So I walked to the door. I didn't hear anything. I knocked on it a couple times. And so that's when I put my ear to the door. See, because I wasn't sure. I heard nothing. That's when I put my ear to the door. I knocked again. And so I was struggling to get the door open. I walk into the office. I looked right and left. Kevin, I didn't see Kevin in either spot. So I was like, okay, I guess he's gone. And then while I'm like trying to see where he is in the office, my dog scurries out to the patio. And I'm like, I look over there. And I hear Kevin's like, Theo, how'd you get out here? And I was like, oh no, my heart jumped. And I was like, I just wanted to see
your heart
coffee,
jumped
and
because you're afraid of this guy.
Wait, I understand.
Dude, it's a major, major. Honestly, we joke around. And I know
it's
give Dave a hard time, but like, honestly,
I truly apologize.
Like, it's okay. I mean, what can I do? What's over is over. But like, don't do that, bro. I mean, it's like, nobody would do that. Nobody would do that. Like, if you're joking around, like,
I'll do it right now.
You just wouldn't. You just know everybody.
But it's
knows.
Also like, I'm picturing this door, like, real heavy door.
You're gonna die when you see the video. And the video almost looks worse than it is. The video just looks
super creepy. Where is the camera
up there?
Are we on camera? Well, we are.
Yeah,
right
we're
now,
on camera.
But I mean,
yeah, you're on camera. But the only two cameras in here are the two living rooms, right? Or the two common areas. But Dave knows that there's, because we had an incident with the camera where Dave was accidentally logged into the camera. And he said, I never checked the camera. I said, you never checked it? He said, a couple times.
Oh,
I said, well, if we were going to put the under over, would you say five times? He said, maybe five times. Is it possible 10 times? Could be 10 times. Basically, Dave was living on fucking snooping.
He's
just a snoop.
Dave.
And he's an eavesdropper. Like, I'm talking. Sometimes we'll forget that Dave's there, and I'm like on a call, and then I hang up the call, and Dave's chair shuffles around, and he's like, whoosh, that was awesome. I'm like, I didn't even know what he's in. I'm like, yo, Dave, have you been listening to every single word that
Dave,
I said?
No,
that's why
bueno,
I have to go.
Dave,
that's
no
why
bueno.
I have to go in the office and close the bulletproof door so I can have some privacy.
But by the way, can I say one thing? The bulletproof door, if it doesn't lock, has very little help against bullets.
It does.
Because the gunman will probably open it as well.
No, there's a remote control that and it closes. But I don't use the bulletproof door. The only reason I close the bulletproof door is as a clear flag of like, hey, I'm busy back here.
But now you're going to lock.
Because normally he was in there. Usually he closes it for like an hour or two. Never a whole day, and that's what I was like, I wonder.
I
was
Dave,
like,
I have a bathroom in there. I came out for water. Like, just because you didn't see me out there, it doesn't mean like I don't need a wellness check.
Hey,
in the office.
I'm sorry.
Because I was back there for 5 hours. You were worried. You weren't worried.
Worried? Why are you saying it weirdly?
He's not worried.
He was worried.
Well, the size
are you gonna
of that Cheeto.
Are you gonna
look
lock the door for
those Cheetos? No, I'm not. I'm not. Whatever.
You know what? There was a scene. It's interesting, though, Dave, because the evil guy, and I won't give any spoilers away in Game of Thrones, the new Game of Thrones. I don't know if anybody watched it, but the evil guy eavesdrops in a scene, which I actually thought was kind of ridiculous because I would think that the king would make sure nobody's standing outside his office listening to these private conversations, but he didn't. But I don't know. Dave, that's no bueno.
Yeah. All right, we're going to move past. I
didn't know there was new Game of Thrones.
Thorns.
Yeah, Thorns. It's a prequel. It happens 200 years earlier.
Dave, really? We're putting this one in the rearview mirror. Don't.
I'm not sure Dave has accepted accountability yet.
No, I have. Trust me, I have. And it will never happen again, and we'll never have this.
So you're apologetic.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I accept your apology.
All right.
Dylan, are we doing a Kevin Dillon press day here at Action Park Media?
Yes.
What's the new movie that we're promoting?
Hot Seat. I'm sorry, Wire Room.
This guy's got so many fucking
Wire
movies.
Room. Wire Room.
It's embarrassing. Right. We're in the same business.
I like it when Dylan comes, aside from podcast talent, Dylan's coming as Kevin Dylan to do press. We get very excited
about it, man. You guys really help out a lot, too.
I mean, see that, Doug?
Professional mics, and to have you guys, it makes it a lot
technically
easier.
We got your coffee.
You got
Dave,
all,
we got Cheetos for days.
Dave's been good. He's probably been spying, but I mean, he's been good otherwise.
Dave, don't walk into one of Dylan's interviews, please.
You're okay, Dave. You're okay.
But that, and then our next episode.
I don't have as many dark secrets as Connell does.
God knows what was going on. Let's be
what
honest.
What is he
though.
Hiding?
What was going on in that room? For real? All day by yourself?
Well, what's the difference if I'm sitting at one table or another? Only I had privacy.
You don't have to get defensive. I'm just asking what you were doing. You might have been working.
I was making calls.
I'm working here.
I was rolling.
What? I'm not working.
Rolling calls, and I just needed.
Why
a little,
does it sound illegal to me? I don't know.
What?
Everything. It sounds like you're up to no good.
Just,
I don't know.
Just need a
Did
little,
you guys listen to Jerry's podcast?
Just need a little privacy. Yeah, Jerry's talking about gambling. Jerry's, you know this, Jerry. You heard about Jerry.
Right?
The Unleashed
podcast.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah. You were on there where he came to us out of respect, which I thought.
Yeah. That's right. He talked about it. Anyway,
by the way, I'm doing a golf event that you guys should do. It's Mark Wahlberg's thing in Detroit. Jerry's going as well.
Right. When is that?
It's, I got to get back to
you. And the Chelios one we got to do.
The Chelios one we got
to
do.
That's a fun one to do.
But we should do Mark's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he does the podcast, we'll do charity.
We got to, I'm going to, so I do, what I'm saying is I want to do Welcome to the next episode to be Welcome to the Jungle. I want to jump off season
well,
four.
Your favorite episode.
We got to get Reese, Mylod, somebody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We'll figure out. Julian, who did that episode?
We'll figure out what day Dylan's press day is, and we'll do that because I am going to be out of town for 2 weeks.
It's going to be Friday.
So, you know, I got a lot of.
You want to do Friday, guys? So. Let's do Friday.
Friday. Let's do
this
Friday.
This Friday
coming.
Okay.
Out. Yeah. And
we got to start stacking them. I'm gone, guys. So we'll talk about that. But I'm literally going to the desert and I am not running back unless.
So your house is for sale?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good. Great time to sell.
We'll find out.
It's very interesting. That's for sure. But yeah, we're gonna do Welcome to Jungle because I'm going out of town for a couple weeks. I'm actually
where are you going?
I'm superstitious, but I'm doing. Look at Kevin. He's like, what?
You're not allowed to go on vacation.
I'm not going on vacation. I got an acting job.
What? That's great, dude.
Yeah. So
By
the way, it's a quick little thing. Nice. I'm growing out my beard for it.
You're not gonna tell us anything.
I love it.
No, I'm gonna wait till the deal's.
Can I tell you something? The Four Seasons Maui, they unfollowed me on Instagram. How about that?
Did they really?
Yeah. How about that?
Well, how is that? What made you think of that?
Well, I was thinking about a baby moon because you said it, and I'm like, yeah, maybe Four Seasons will welcome me back. No.
Go to Cabo. Oh, you can't because it's Zika.
Yeah, that's why I didn't go there on my baby moon.
Really? Zika is still a thing.
Huh? Yeah, it's not good for not good
Zika,
for
Zika, monkeypox. There's a lot of things out there. So, all right, what else?
Okay, so we're gonna do Welcome to the Jungle. I think I got you guys pretty close. I'm really more worried about Dylan. I know you can do it, but we should send that thing to your lawyer. Have your lawyer look at it. But I would like to kind of fast track this voice clone thing because I think it could be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Like
if it, you know, like said to be the
I'll
first
sign it
one.
Today.
Yeah, he'll sign it, but I'm not going to send it until his lawyer signs off on it. Anyway,
okay,
you know.
And
see how easy that was.
It's great.
Why can't you be like me, Doug? It's so easy.
Are you guys going to commit to helping the seals or not? And by the way, you know, I paid for it, so you don't have to do anything except for just be charming and hopefully they like the show.
Is it an overnight trip?
No, we'll drive to San Diego. I mean, I'll put you up in a hotel. No.
It'll be fun. Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Maybe we'll bring the sticks, too. Play a little golf. Do a little Torrey Pines.
Yeah, we could do a lot of stuff. I don't even make it a weekend. Maybe that'll be my baby moon. I'll tell Sarah.
Baby moon in San Diego.
At the Buds training facility for the SEALs. And I don't know.
What's going on, Dylan? What else? So movie-wise, what's coming up in the pipeline? We're doing The Wire, The Wire Room.
We got The Wire Room.
Right.
Which is, I haven't seen it yet, but I hear it's pretty good.
What are you hearing about Buddy Games 2?
Buddy Games 2 felt great. So I got a feeling it's going to be really, really good. I know Josh Duhamel loved it. He loved what we were doing. And I think it's going to be great.
Buddy Games 3 coming soon.
Buddy Games 3 would be awesome, man. I don't see why we couldn't. Keep banging
it
them out.
Keep it going. Doug, what's going on? Ramble on.
What's going on with Entourage, too? Are we going to do a reboot?
Entourage?
I always like to throw that in there.
There's nothing going on with anything. I have no information for anybody about anything. Nothing.
But you're confident. You still remain confident.
I mean, nothing's changed. I mean,
But yet you have to show it.
I haven't heard one person. We have to show it. You know,
you haven't shown it yet.
We have not shown it.
No buyers have seen it.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, you can't buy something you haven't seen.
But it's a matter of putting together.
Some people do.
It's a matter of putting together the sales team. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets tricky because I'm sure you talked about this on Ramble On. The thought is like you're selling something that's already done.
I'll tell you what. It's a great, you know, I feel confident about it. I really do. Ramble On is great.
Oh, I have zero doubt.
Right. But got it. You know, it's like point is like it's not like, say, hey, somebody takes you out for the pitch and then they sell it and they're with you all along. It's somebody coming in very late in the game and selling it. So that deal looks different.
Yeah.
Than a traditional.
It's
deal.
All ball bearings. So, it's just tricky, man. It's just tricky. But after Labor Day, everyone's back, and we've got a couple of very big reps that want to rep it. I'm waiting for them to give me a written proposal on what they'll charge for that. And that's it. So,
what do you think about doing a crowd sourcing fundraise for Action Park?
Ooh.
For Action Park.
How about for Ramble On?
I like it more for Ramble On, but I think one leads to the other. Ramble On will build Action Park.
Oh my God!
The Entourage reboot, we could easily get the money for the Entourage reboot.
Well,
I don't know, but that's illegal. Then you got a legal issue there. I mean, you can't just go do that.
Yeah, we can do anything with this. I just, it's engaging everybody's social media and using it to get every single person we can to follow this podcast. And everybody who wants any of this stuff, Entourage, Ramble On, tell people to follow the podcast. I mean, we know people are enjoying it and we're growing, but we got to keep spreading the word.
I mean, if Ramble On got picked up, do you know what that would do for Action Park? I mean, it's crazy. It doubles the value of the company.
Well, start remembering that. Promote.
Promoting is not going to get, right now, the show needs to get sold. We got to sell the show and then we promote it, but we got to sell it.
Just so you know, most people, they build their social media and then they go sell their presentations of pilots. It happens all the time. So you
want me to post the pilot on my Instagram?
No, I want you to
Instagram.
Post everything we do on your Instagram. Like I've been saying for years, like I wrote in the script, I want every single person that can know about this podcast to know about it. And anyone who doesn't, that would listen to it, to listen to it. That's what I want.
They know about it. They know about it.
I was going to say, Super Troopers 2 was fully funded by GoFundMe. They raised it all online and they went and made the movie.
Yeah, there's so many examples of it. You just need a big social media presence.
But did they do that with, do they invest in companies? Is that a different, what's that called? Multi-level marketing? I don't know, nothing good.
I don't know.
Nothing good.
Tell you what, I had a great weekend up in San Luis Obispo, SLO. Someone's like, oh, you from SLO? And I said, what'd you say, bro? Who you calling SLO?
What is
San Luis Obispo? No, awesome.
I never heard it called. I didn't know it was called SLO.
I never heard that either.
Yeah.
I could live there.
Oh, no doubt, man. It's beautiful.
Where is it again?
It's about midway. It's like halfway to San Francisco from L.A. It's right
Let's call it Carmel? No, not even. Let's call it
Before Carmel.
Let's call it an hour past Santa Barbara.
It's more than an hour,
like
bro.
Maybe 2 hours past Santa Barbara?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did a movie there in 1998, and I loved it. It's like Main Street America.
So where'd you stay, Kevin?
We stayed in Pismo Beach at a hotel there, a really nice hotel.
I've done that. Did you do the dune racing? I've done that in Pismo Beach.
Oh, but I wouldn't awesome. Mind those, doing that. I love that.
Those, whatever they're called. The sand ATVs. Rails. What are they called?
ATVs.
Yeah, they're awesome on the beach.
They also have a very strangely dangerous prison in San Luis Obispo. Isn't that weird?
Mm.
you didn't stay there, did you? Do a little time there, Connelly, or something?
No, I'm just saying, like, they don't fuck around out there. But I would live there in a second. Maybe it's a little bit far. But
it was gorgeous, man. And I had, you know, a couple great meals. I went to this one place. It was like called the Clam Loft or the Oyster Loft. This one of the best meals I've ever had in my life for my birthday. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a special place. I really love it up there.
You did not.
No, I mean, I didn't even get a text.
I texted you happy birthday.
I posted for you.
But about someone else. Did you
happy birthday, Kevin Dillon. I mean, that's how I do things.
I thought Cheetos is the only one who cares.
I wanted to keep it a little more personal, and I...
Did you text him?
Yeah, I texted him.
Can we golf, guys? Can we golf, Kevin? You've been ducking me. You won't come into my country club, Saticoy.
A lot of commitments. I'm trying to commit to a lot of things. All right.
You're so wanted.
We're going to go...
We'll go out to the desert whenever you want.
So yes.
We're ready.
What are the greens fees?
I don't know.
Because I think that would be fair.
Now, Doug, did you buy already? You did?
Oh, he's in.
It's closing in 14 days.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm gone, bro.
But I'm saying, I don't think it's weird to ask, like, hey, you played, like, to leave $200 on the counter.
Yeah, it sucks. It's a pain in the ass.
So, like, if you stay at Doug's house, you can play the course, but the fees, he doesn't need to be there, but the fees will go on his bill. And if it's like, whatever, it's $160 for the round or whatever it is, you leave it on the kitchen table.
Yeah.
I don't think Doug's like, it's kind of maybe weird to ask an adult male man, friend of yours, staying at your house
We'll make a little mailbox. You just drop the cash in there.
Yeah, Apple Pay it. Do you know what the fees are?
I think it's $150, $160, something like that.
That's very reasonable. Two people go out, leave $300 on the thing for a good round of golf. Absolutely.
And it's a beautiful course.
Right.
It's
what's it called?
And he's got a golf cart.
Andalusia. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it.
He's got a golf cart.
Andalusian.
He's got the golf cart at the house, Kev. Trivon.
Really?
Loaded up.
You're
going to
get one of those really jacked up.
40 miles per hour. I bought it from the guy who sold me the house. He left the golf carts.
That was nice of him.
I'm very excited. It's great out there.
And the town is cool?
It's awesome. I mean, it's awesome. There's great restaurants.
You're going to be the youngest guy in that town.
No, I'm not. Not at all.
And what are you going to do during the summer months when it's scorching hot?
I'll be somewhere else.
Right. You'll be up here. You'll be up here.
No, I won't be at my house. I won't be in LA. I'll be somewhere else. But I'll be, you know, whatever, in Idaho or Wyoming, Montana.
You're really just done with LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about, what if the show goes?
Then I'll get a hotel.
Wow.
I'm not going to live here. I'm not going to raise a kid in LA.
I like what you're doing. You know? I like what you're doing.
So we'll see.
Wow.
We'll
see. That's pretty dark.
Your first kids were raised in LA, but
it's a different town.
It is different.
It is. You're right.
It's a different town.
So it's sad, you know. I mean, there's been shootings, you know, every day.
Tents everywhere around here.
Yeah. So
that's tough.
How's your bum, Kev?
What do you mean?
You got a bum around here.
Oh, he's ripped. He's holding it down.
Yeah?
He's holding it down.
He's holding down the fort?
The best,
He's your bum.
He's our homeless guy. He's the best homeless guy in West Hollywood, bro. Because he might make a mess, but he keeps everybody else in check. And he's ripped. And I'm scared of him. And I'm nice to him. I negotiate with him on a day. I might give him a bag of your Cheetos later.
I wonder how he stays ripped.
Give him a podcast.
God, could you imagine that? I would afraid for have him come in here. You know, like
put it out there. Put the equipment outside.
Do a live. I should have Dave out there. I should send Dave out for
the Citizen app was going crazy Saturday night within this whole vicinity. I took a screenshot of it because it was all within 30 minutes.
Yeah,
there was like
you do that.
Reports of 10 gunshots between 2 to 3 a.m. on Saturday night.
It's literally insane.
You're a screenshot.
Home invasions and cars being stolen.
I think something's got to be done. I mean,
yeah. Run for office. That's what I'm saying, though. Yeah. We take Dylan's voice and we run for office. Dylan's going, I will clean up the city, bro.
I will clean up.
I stood up for Malibu during the fires. Could you imagine?
That's great.
By the way, we could have so much fun with this technology. Aside from forget even the Spanish part of it. The English to English part of it would be awesome.
Oh, I would love to.
You could do me.
Have they done a test for us at all? Anything?
You got to sign. You got to sign.
They can't do a test without a sign.
No, they have to because there are elements that they need. They need 90 minutes of clean audio, which we have.
Yeah.
And then they need to know that they're allowed to do it, you know? And then it takes a little while, but it will be pretty soon. And my curiosity is killing me. But I think, you know, within the next month, we probably drop a victory in Spanish and English the same day.
I want to do Mandarin too.
We'll see. I think we start with Spanish and see what happens from there. But even like I said, more importantly, we can have fun doing the English to English thing. So we could have tons of content.
It's going to be great for movies too. If you think about all the translation issues, I love seeing myself speak fluent Spanish. Hola, ¿cómo está? Well, and now it's gonna look great.
How about this? Theoretically, they could clone Morgan Freeman's voice, right? Send him a script for National Geographic. He could look at it, sign off on the script, and then he wouldn't even have to record the voiceover.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I just don't know if it's going to be as good as Morgan Freeman reading the script, you know?
To a 99%. Degree.
We'll see. I hope so.
I mean, there's zero doubt in 10 years.
I heard a test of a dead person speaking currently, and it was awesome. That's English to English.
I mean,
he never sounded better.
He sounded like exactly like himself. There's no way. There was nothing
computerized
about it. You
saw that Tom Cruise deep fake, right? I mean, that's video. And I watched, who was it? What's his name? It was a comedian turn into fucking Tom Cruise while he was doing his impression on like Jay Leno or something. His face morphs into Tom Cruise, and you cannot even see where the change happens. And that's just the beginning. I mean,
that's the point. To Kevin's point, like if they're going to do it, they're going to do it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But we could be the first ones, and we could have a blast with this technology. So we gotta get your high powered attorney on the phone, Doug. Have him do a once over on this thing, and let's fucking go.
All right,
let's do it.
All right.
All right. We will be back. We're going to be back next week. We're going to do Welcome to the Jungle. We'll call Reese.